KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, a lot of noise around the big opening of Black Widow. It opened in theaters and at the same time on Disney Plus, if you paid $30 extra. And while Disney does not do this, and the streamers generally do not do this, Disney bragged that $30 upcharge on Disney Plus cleared them $60 million, which is a lot. It did $80 million at theaters domestically. It was a big global opening, but it's not quite as simple as it seems. And the truth is, first of all, let me just start with the most basic thing. Black Widow is Black Widow. So I would not extrapolate too much from a movie with the name recognition and the fan base of Black Widow.
Yeah, these numbers were sort of confounding, although I do applaud Disney for taking a step towards more transparency in these streaming numbers.
I think that may be the first and the last step, but go ahead.
They've opened this barn door, and on, you know, a movie like Jungle Cruise, which comes out later this month, I think the stars are going to be really unhappy if Disney doesn't release numbers, because it will telegraph that the movie didn't do very well on streaming. So that's okay. A whole separate issue. But on the numbers they did release, they are crowing that this represents over $100 million in domestic consumer spend, whatever that means, and that it's a big success. But if you look closer at the numbers, I mean, Black Widow had a tremendous drop off at the box office from Friday through Saturday and Sunday, much lower than a typical Marvel movie. And, you know, are they making that revenue up from the streaming customers? And there's not a lot of evidence that says that they are, because, you know, yes, they did get people to buy it at home, but how many people are watching that at home that might have gone to the theater that opening weekend? We'll never know. How many of those people that watched it wouldn't have gone to a theater? We will never know that number as well. But the average revenue per viewer is likely much lower for those home viewing experiences than it would have been in theaters.
There are so many variables here, it makes my head spin. For example, how many families of five would have gone and bought five tickets versus not going at all, you know, and not if it weren't available on Disney Plus, they wouldn't even get the $30, and they get a higher percentage of that $30. They only get, you know, half ish of a ticket sale at a theater. They get a bigger percentage of that sale through Disney Plus. But you also have to ask yourself, to what extent did this cannibalize theatrical? Because it did, I think. I don't think there's any dispute about that. And we have a lot of pressure on these studios, you know, and Disney is all in, that Wall Street will reward you for bolstering your streamer. But the long-term effect on the ecosystem is something that we talk about a lot and that I still wonder about.
Yeah, and I think we're going to get a big answer to a lot of these questions as to whether this is quote unquote working for Disney if they continue to do this beyond this summer. They've only committed to Jungle Cruise and that's it. Shang-Chi and some of the other, you know, Spider-Man, the third Spider-Man movie. Those are 21 movies that have not committed to this model. And if they don't do it, I think it's going to be a sign that this is not working or that the post-pandemic strategy will not be this hybrid model.
Yeah, I mean, speaking, you know, you mentioned the pandemic, and that's another variable. How many people didn't go to theaters because of the pandemic that otherwise would have gone to the theaters, you know? So I think it's a good question how long they keep this up. I mean, we still see Disney and Paramount holding the line on theatrical exclusivity. And even if Disney can say, look, we made so much more money from Black Widow because we did it this way, you know, if you can't sustain theaters, you will ultimately, I think we both agree, hurt your business for big action movies that do well in theaters.
But that's a long-term thinking. And right now, the market is only rewarding this short-term digital growth metric. And indeed, the Monday after Disney released these numbers on Sunday, the stock popped about 3%.
There you have it. That's Matt Bellany. He's the founding partner of a new media outlet. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.